Hey and welcome, this is Michael Pitzner, also known as the Automated Millionaire. We are continuing the episodes and the new series we just started yesterday on the discussion of pricing, discounting, and how we are structuring that whole scenario in our business and for our products and our services. I told you yesterday that the easiest, the most efficient, and the fastest way of growing your business is actually changing your prices, increasing your prices. I know also that typically speaking, I get met by most business owners. So you, if you're thinking this for yourself, you're probably not alone. Most business owners I've seen and helped over the course of years, they have all met with the first resistance, like, I don't think I can charge more. We're already at the top of the echelon and our clients will run away and take their competitor who is just offering, you know, comparable service, comparable product at a much lower price and maybe even lower already. That is the biggest objection. So let's talk about that objection. Well, one of my mentors will often speak about being the preeminence of your industry, of your category, of your local area, of whatever it is, the audience that you're serving, that you are preeminent in that picture, in that business of, you know, that community that you're serving. Now, if you're serving the whole world, let's say, then, well, you better be preeminent in what you're doing. And when you're preeminent, you can certainly get away with the high pricing, no matter how outrageous it might sometimes seem. You might be scratching your head and saying, well, Michael, that sounds like a lot of baloney. But let's look at it for a moment, okay? So if we are looking at the greatest brand names in the world, let's take shoes and apparel and so on. Louis Vuitton, Hermès, Christian Dior, and, you know, Chanel, and, you know, other brands of that nature. All of their products are sold at a very high premium. Are they nice products? Absolutely. Are they nice quality? Absolutely. Are they, you know, good quality, both in workmanship or and design and colors and so on? Yes, absolutely. But they also have, you know, the ambience of, you know, it's something special to have, you know, for the ladies to have the Birkin bag, right? It's something outrageously important for some of them to have, you know, the Chanel dress or the Christian Dior shoes or whatever it might be. So any big brand name, look at the vehicles. You have the Ferraris, Lamborghinis, they're kind of cool, right? Ferraris have a very high ranking on, you know, the perception that, you know, that is one of the coolest race cars and pedigree cars in the world. We gotta have it if we have the means, right? Or we can dream about it. The Bentleys, the Rolls Royce. You know, what's the finest car in the world? It was always said the best car in the world was the Rolls Royce, right? So all of these brands, they are certainly charging a premium compared to what the cost of really producing it really is. Yes, I get it. To establish this continuous ambience of preeminence and so on. Well, it's also, you know, a lot of money that they're siphoning off of that extra premium that they're charging into marketing, into presence, into beautiful stores and so on. But like I said, one of my mentors would talk about you be the best in the industry, you be somewhat unique and so on. And the better you are establishing yourself as the one who gives the best products, the best service, the best packaging, the best delivery, the one who's most consistent and most reliable, the better you fulfill all those check marks in that list, the more preeminent you probably appear. The more likable you might be, the more, you know, professional you are in your attending and when you're negotiating and dealing with clients or dealing with objections or dealing with complaints. Look at Nordstrom. Nordstrom is known for that, you know, you can pretty much come and return any product that you bought. It's even a fable about somebody buying some ties somewhere else and returning them at Nordstrom and they just returned it. They were basically, they more or less made a vow to themselves to be the best customer service And that's why everybody today, they still love Nordstrom, because they are known for being like, you know what, we will return or exchange a product or whatever, no questions asked, and pretty much without fail. And so they have established a preeminence. Whatever it is you're doing, whether service or product or whatever solution you're providing in the world and so on, the better you can become the preeminent authority in your industry, in your geographic area, in the market space you are providing your goods or services to, the more you can easily just set the prices pretty much where you want them. Look at products like Apple. It doesn't matter how much the next iPhone is going to be. Everybody wants it. And you'll have a lot of other people who have, like, they already have the latest version. And as soon as the next one comes out, they have to run to the store, stand in line even, to get the next one, even though it comes at a hefty price. Apple is known to be, like, it's like the preeminent product to get. You know, a lot of you might have a different preference for your personal computer, whether it's a Mac or whether it's a PC. You know, there might be some differences there. But the fact of the matter is that Apple grew into one of the biggest companies in the world. And they were, I believe, the first company to reach the $1 trillion market cap, the valuation of the company to be a $1 trillion company. And it's all because they have pretty much established themselves as being so preeminent with their design and products and usability and solutions. Imagine when they came out with the iTunes, the whole App Store and iTunes and so on. I believe it was like within 2 years that they had already paid out some, I believe memory serves me correct, $2.8 billion worth in commissions to the apps. All right, so to those who provided apps and so on, they already, after 2 years, established a payout of commission, which is only a portion of all the sales, of $2.8 billion. Of course, I have to say that's if memory serves me correct. So again, the more preeminent you are in your business. If I look at myself personally with respect to my first business that I bought back in the day of, when was this, in late 1996, I purchased the largest and oldest limousine service company in Denmark, and it was my first personal business. If you don't know this story, I was actually a CEO of the fourth largest car rental company in Denmark at the time. But I really wanted to have my own business while, thankfully, I was allowed to keep my position as the CEO of the car rental company. So I bought this company, and we made a lot of changes. We are talking about in this series here about changing certain parameters in your business so you can really grow the business. And one of the parameters I changed rather dramatically was that of my pricing. So I increased my price. Yesterday we talked about increasing your price just by 1%, what that can mean. Well, I increased mine by much more than 1%. In fact, I increased some of the price by 20%, 30%, 40%. And I was even at some comparison points, I was even maybe 60% more expensive than my nearest competitor. And all kudos to my nearest competitor, they were actually doing a great job. They had nice cars, they had great reliability, they were there on time, drove the clients and passengers safely from A to B and with good service and all of that. So they were very comparable. We were just able to charge a much higher price for pretty much the same service. Now, there were a few things that made us different, and we made sure we highlighted those differences. And in fact, what happened is that we were already known as the preeminent service provider. In fact, we were known so well for that, that a lot of the clients who were dealing from outside into inbound to Denmark, they were basically saying, well, we were the only game in town. So basically, there was nobody else really to talk to. And you might say this almost like a monopoly situation. Fact of the matter is, it wasn't a monopoly, but we were known to be preeminent in the market. Now, we'll talk about more details of my story because it can pertain what you can do in your business and so on, but we'll save that for another time. For now, I just want to understand that, you know what, when you are scared of charging your prices, it may just be that, hey, look, you may need to up your service. You may need to up your quality. The better you can establish yourself as a good value proposition to the client, they are willing to pay more for that. Now, you may be in the category where you are, everything is about discount, it's really just about price. And you may have heard me previously say, or you'll certainly hear me say it over and over again, that I believe for the most part of companies, for the vast majority of companies, they should never engage in a race to the lowest price. So they should never compete really on the price. This should never be their forte that they compete on price. Because there's always some fool out there who is willing to sell at a lower price. There's always somebody, eventually somebody who may not know the math, who is willing to sell at a lower price. So you can, if you're competing just on price, you'll basically just be doing a downward spiral, which means you'll have less and less and less cash. You'll have less and less surplus and less profits. In fact, you'll soon enough be in debt and losses. I usually say that we should leave the price competition to the companies such as Walmart. For everybody else, no, we rather want to show the marketplace that we have more value than our nearest competitor, that we are a better solution for X, Y, and Z, and therefore we're also charging maybe a premium. In further discussion about the objection of, like, you know what, I'm too scared to raise my prices, let's consider this. Please consider, when was the last time you had a price increase? If I'm judging by most of the clients that I've helped over several years, so it comes from several hundred companies just here in the United States and into Canada and so on, the vast majority, and I would say probably more than 95% of them, had not made a price increase during the last year. In fact, they have not made a price increase maybe in the last 3 years. If I expand that to 4, 5, 6 years, maybe I'll have to go down and say that's maybe 85% of the businesses. But by far, most of them hadn't touched prices in 4, 5, 6 years. And so if that's the case, well, do me a favor, just Google what the consumer price index has been increased by over in the last 10 years, for instance, here in the United States. I believe that you'll find that the consumer price index, pretty much on steady recurrence, have cost about an increase in pricing of about 2%. So in other words, if you are not charging more for your products and services, you have probably have to absorb the extra price increase for all of this, the things that goes into your pricing equation. So, you know, your labor, your insurance, your vehicles, your gasoline, your products, your materials, whatever it might be. And you have probably absorbed all that inflation for each and every year. That's a lot of extra money. And that may be part of the reason that if you're struggling or if you're feeling less of slightly too low on the cash flow, maybe you just never adjusted your pricing. So I think for the most part who might be tuning in here, that you can safely go about, look in your current situation, see when did I last do my price change and so on. And you probably find that you haven't done some price change in a long time, and maybe it's time that you do. It changes your results pretty much overnight. And like I said, the better you are known to be a good value provider, a good service provider, and good quality in everything you do, whether it's a product or service or delivering or customer service or whatever it is, the better you're known for that, the more you can charge and get away with price increases, even if they're hefty. I know for a fact that even if they're hefty, because that was what I was doing back in the day with the Copenhagen Limousine Service, and it's also what I've done with some clients. But for the most fact, I'm happy if you just do some increase. You know, maybe it's 10%. For some companies, maybe it's only 3 or 5%. But maybe that's enough. We talked about yesterday what 1% increase in your prices could mean for a business that takes home about, on average, a 5% net profit. In fact, with those numbers, we saw yesterday that if you did so, you would actually increase your net home and take home profit by 20% just by 1% increase in your prices. We spoke also briefly about that if you have even less than 5% and you now increase by 1%, your increase in net profit is going to go up even more dramatically. And in fact, if you want to see a table of this, and if you want to have a downloadable Excel file where you can plot in your numbers and quickly see the effect of a price change, then please go to theautomatedmillionaire.com. Again, theautomatedmillionaire.com, and I will make available to you an Excel sheet that you can play with, that actually you can use your numbers. You can take your P&L, put in your sales, and put in your cost of goods sold, and put in your overheads and so on. Very simplified, and you could quickly see what the effect would be of different percentage increases, or, you know, if you want to use a dollar number, it'll calculate also for you. It's also, it has a tableized form, so you can quickly like have an overview about how much does it actually mean. You will be very surprised how much of an effect on the net profit increase that you'll gain. And again, what I'm all about is to make more money for the business owners, not for the sake of making more money, not for the sake of just getting more money, but for the sake of what it does for our lives and livelihoods and changes our stress levels and so on. And also for the sake of what it makes us capable of doing and providing and making happen in the world. It's easier to do more when you have the funds to do so. It's easier to pour from a full cup than it is from an empty cup. And so, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, I invite you to come back for tomorrow's episode. We'll continue these discussions because there's a lot of mistakes made in this thing. And I know also that there are a lot of concerns about, well, how can I get away with a price increase? Or, hey, I am in an industry where I cannot get away with it. So please come back and I will reveal more of the insights and the lessons that you can take home and actually implement and make some changes in your business so that you get a better business right away. This was Michael Pitzner, the Automated Millionaire, and I invite you again to come for that downloadable Excel spreadsheet on theautomatedmillionaire.com. Just go on the first page there, theautomatedmillionaire.com, scroll down a bit, and I'll make sure that it's a very visible area where you can download that document or that Excel sheet for your pleasure, and so that you can look what the consequences would be for your business. Again, that will be available. It's actually not available right now, so I'll make sure it's going to be available for you when this episode is posted. And I want to make sure that you understand that if you come back months or years from now and listen to this particular episode, I'm sorry, it may not be there available. But for right now and for a time being, it definitely will be. So by all means, head on over there. automatedmillionaire.com, scroll down on the first page a little bit, and I'll make sure that there's a visible link to getting that download. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope I see you tomorrow's episode. We'll continue this series of episodes that you can actually take and implement some changes in your business that will directly positively affect your net profits instantly. Thank you so much for watching.